In Jesus' precious name. Bringing us the first word of visitation this morning is one of God's precious, God's servant, precious son, whom I believe God will be using to bless us again this morning. Will you join me as we receive Pastor Paul Enenche as God uses him to bless us? Give God another big hand.
Hallelujah. 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 Go on ahead and let's give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you the praise and the honor for this hour of visitation. We ask that you will do here today what only you can do. Change somebody's life. Turn somebody's story around. Give someone an unforgettable encounter. Thank you, Lord, because you have done it. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I want to consider it a very great privilege to stand here this morning and to minister by the permission of my spiritual father, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. I want to say this morning that there is power in association. I've realized that association determines assimilation, and association determines acceleration. Association also determines destination. Who you hang around with, who is cover over your life, determines your destiny coverage. Prophetic covering determines destiny coverage. Many years ago, I heard of people coming from nations of the world to this ground to experience and to encounter God. By virtue of connection and association, God is making us to see results after the order of our connection. Beyond people coming from within the country to attend Sunday services, we'll see at times 15 countries, at times 20, at times 30, that came to Nigeria purposely to attend church on Sunday. As at 2 weeks ago, our foreign desk gave us a record for this year, people from 100 different nations, 100, that flew all the way to come to attend service, get encounter with God, and return back to their nations. What a faithful God. Who you follow determines what follows you. It determines how far you can go. We have been to nations this year where a whole nation will stand still. The president of the nation, the police chief, the cabinet, the judiciary, all attending mornings meetings in the daytime, in the morning, literally walk shut up because the sin mantle invaded a nation. We went to the nation of Zambia and the crusade, some of them are here today. We had crusades in Zambia and a wizard was flying from one place to another and came across the crusade ground and dropped. That's the wizard right there. He was not coming to the crusade. He was just flying across. He was an international wizard. He was flying from Malawi across Zambia and came across a no-fly zone. Hey! And he just dropped from the sky. He dropped physically. They asked him, they said, what happened? He said, I'm not coming here. I was just going somewhere. And I just passed this place. And all of a sudden, his engines fail. The witchcraft engine fail. And he just dropped. I prophesy to somebody here, in the name that is above every name, every force of hell that is after your destiny, they shall drop this morning. They shall drop this morning. They shall drop this morning. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Thank you, sir, for shining the light so bright and for very, very massive influence over our lives and destiny. This morning, I have been asked to speak on the healing covenant. The healing covenant. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 16. Exodus 15 and in verse 16, he said, verse 26 rather, if you will hearken diligently, and said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody say aloud, amen. Our assignment this morning is to cause us to understand the healing covenant. Here in this scripture, Exodus 15, 26, the Lord identified himself as the healer. He identified himself for the first time with his covenant name, Jehovah Rapha. Throughout scripture, we see the consistency of our healing God. In Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25, he said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thy young nor be barren. The number of your days I will fulfill. In Psalm 103, verse 1 all the way to verse 3, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. We are dealing with a healing God. In Psalm 107 and in verse 20, he said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 17, he said, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. In 3 John verse 2, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I prophesy to someone here today, every trace of affliction in your body, Jehovah Rapha is clearing it out right now. You believe that, say aloud, amen. The God that healeth thee, Jehovah Rapha, is translated in three ways. Number one, is translated as doctor, physician. I am the Lord, your physician, your doctor. Number two, is translated like repairer or mechanic. I am the Lord, your doctor. I am the Lord, your mechanic, your repairer. Number three, it is translated like mender or tailor. So I am the Lord, your physician. I am the Lord, your mechanic, your repairer. I am the Lord, your tailor. In case anything is scattered or butchered in your life, I can suture it back. And that is happening to someone this morning. He demonstrated this covenant name in Israel when he brought them out of Egypt. In Psalm 105 and in verse 37. Psalm 105 verse 37, he said, he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. There was not one sickly person. 3.5 million people. Not one was feeble. Not one was sickly. Not one of them had headache. Not one of them had any affliction. Because Jehovah Rapha was at work. What blew my mind was that the covenant did not only affect their body. It went beyond their body.
in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and in verse 4. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and in verse 4, he said, thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. In Nehemiah 9:21, he also said the same. Thy raiment, he said, these 40 years, you sustained them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their claws did not wax old, and their feet did not swell. That is, not only did God release his covenant of healing on their body, the covenant went to their cloth. There was no wear and tear on the skin, and there was no wear and tear on the cloth. There was no wear and tear on the organs, and there was no wear and tear on the body. Beloved brothers and sisters, if God can make cloth strong and make cloth not to tear, because he's Jehovah Rapha, how much more will he make your body to remain together? I announce today, every wear and tear in your body is arrested now. In the name of Jesus, if the covenant can renew cloth, if the covenant can renew shoes, I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, but this same covenant is renewing your organs, is renewing your liver, is renewing your kidneys, is renewing your body system. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Very quickly, what does healing entail? What does healing entail? Seven things, minimum. One, relief. It entails relief, the relief of pain or discomfort. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. For the heart of the daughter of my Zion, am I pained? When God relieves pain or discomfort, is healing. Number two is repair. He relieves, then he repairs. The nobleman's servant, the Bible said in John chapter 4, verse 52, he began to make amend. He began to be repaired. Repair, relief, repair. Number three, renewal. The organ or the tissue can be renewed. It's the same system, but it's made new. It's renewed and refreshed. They that wait on the Lord, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, they shall renew their strength. They shall refresh their strength. So there is renewal. Number four is release. Where a person was in captivity by affliction can be released. In Luke 13, we saw the woman that was bowed in verse 10, was bowed, and Jesus spoke to her in verse 12, woman, thank you sir, woman, thou art loosed. And she was released. So we have relief, repair, renewal, release. Number five is restoration. The restoration of function. In Matthew chapter 12, we saw a man whose hand was withered. And in verse 13, Jesus asked him to stretch forth his hand. And he stretched forth the hand, and it was restored. Restoration of function. Where something was, is there, but it's not functioning, it can be restored. So we have relief, we have repair, we have renewal, we have release, we have restoration. Number six, we have recreation. This is where the thing is totally replaced completely. In Matthew chapter 15 and in verse 30 and in verse 31, the Bible speaks and it said, a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed. Maimed means something is missing. Amputated hand, amputated leg, missing hands, missing organs, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, in so much that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb speak. They amplified, the Living Bible said, those with missing hands had new hands, and the lame walk, and the blind saw, and they glorified the God of Israel. I don't know what is missing in your life this morning, but in the name that is above every name, the healer is releasing them to you now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. So we have relief, repair, renewal, release, restoration, recreation or replacement of missing organs. And numbers 5-7 is resurrection. Where what was dead came completely back to life. Dead organs, dead tissue, dead human body. We saw the testimony of 8 hours yesterday. In 2 Kings 8 and 1, we saw how there was a reference to the dead child of the woman that was raised. Now, this is the point of the matter. If there is anyone here who is in need of relief, that relief is happening to you right now. If there is something in your body that needs to be repaired, it is being repaired right now. If there is something in your body that needs to be renewed, it's being renewed right now. Everyone under any form of captivity, I declare your release right now. And anything in your body that is not working the way it should work, I decree restoration right now. And everyone that needs a total change of organ, you need new kidneys, you need new liver, you need new fallopian tubes, I announce to you today, they are being released right now. And whatever is dead in your life is coming back alive. If you are saying amen, shout that amen louder. Now, what is the platform for our healing? What is the basis for our expectation? What gives us the right to expect healing? Number one, we were created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. A sickless God. Image and likeness. God is not sick. God did not design us and create us to be sick. Genesis 1, 26 to 27. We're created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. Number two, we are connected to the Abrahamic covenant of vitality and longevity. We are connected to the Abrahamic covenant of vitality and longevity. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 shows us how we are connected. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the promise of Abraham can come unto us. And we saw Abraham in Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 7 to 8, how he lived in good old age and departed in strength at the age of 175. Isaac, Genesis 35, verse 28 to 29, he lived up to 180 years in good old age. Jacob, Genesis 47, verse 28. Again, Isaac, Genesis 35, 28 to 29. Jacob, Genesis 47, 28. And Joseph, Genesis chapter 50, verse 26, died at the age of 110. Jacob 147. And then Moses, maybe we'll read that in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. The Bible said that Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, and his natural force did not reduce. That is the Abrahamic covenant. I prophesy to someone here, every trace of weakness in your body disappears right now. It disappears right now. We are created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. We are connected to the Abrahamic covenant of vitality and longevity. Number three, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus at Calvary. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 to 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus at Calvary. Is the basis of our expectation of healing. What is the basis of our expectation? Number four. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members of his sickless body. Everyone who is a child of God is a department of Christ. Every department of a lion is lionic. We are the departments of his body. He was sickless for 3.5 years. We don't have any right to be sick. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 27. We are the members of his body. Number five. We are the temples of God. Of the living God. And God forbids defilement, and ungodly transactions in his temple. He forbids defilement and ungodly transactions in his temple. We are the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. We are a mobile temple, temple in motion. When you pass by the road, it was not just a person that passed. A temple just passed. A church just walked past. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he said, he that defileth his temple, him will God destroy. In Matthew chapter 21, they were buying and selling in the temple. He stepped into that temple with a whip and whipped them out. Matthew 21, verse 12 to verse 14. No cancer is permitted to buy and sell in your body. No HIV is permitted to transact in your body. No hepatitis devil is permitted to transact in your body. I announce today, every ungodly transaction in your body is arrested now by the power of the Spirit. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. We are his mobile temple. And number six, we are indwelled by the Spirit of life. The assignment of the Spirit is to saturate our system with life. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the Spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken, make alive your mortal bodies. It shall irrigate, it shall invigorate, it shall animate, it shall embody, it shall saturate your body with life. It's God speaking to somebody here. I decree today, life is happening to somebody. I see the saturation of life in somebody here. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. What is our responsibility for health? What do you do? Number one, be born again. The sacrifice that took away sin is the sacrifice that took away sicknesses. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. Be born again. Number two, walk in uprightness. There is a connection between the forgiveness of sins and the healing of sicknesses. Who forgiveth thy iniquities and healeth thy diseases? Be born again. Walk in uprightness. I'm sure you know of sin-related diseases like sexually transmitted infections, like bronchogenic carcinoma from those smoking cigarettes, like chronic liver disease from alcoholism. All these are sin-related. He forgiveth our sins and healeth our diseases. Be born again. Number two, walk in uprightness. Number three, feed on the word. The word is life to our flesh and health to all our soul. Life to our soul and health to all our flesh. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Feed on the word. Walk in uprightness. Be born again. Walk in uprightness. Feed on the word. The Bible said in Luke chapter 5, verse 15 and 17, about the people who came to hear and be healed. They came to hear and be healed. To hear is to be healed. Why is it important? Because the word of God, the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63, they are spirit and they are life. And the word of God stirs up your faith. So you feed on the word to walk in this covenant. Be born again. Walk in uprightness, feed on the word. Number three, walk in faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. Matthew 9:22. Mark 10:52. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. You are not the sick person that is trying to get healed. You are the healed person that the devil is trying to make sick. That is your perspective of faith. Satan, I was healed 2,000 years ago. Like our Father and the Lord said, he took, and what is taken cannot be there. And so I am in health. I am in wholeness. You walk in faith. Number five, speak positively and accurately. Death and life. Death and life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 18:21, he said, death and life is in the power, are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, Proverbs 12:18, very important scripture. He said, there is someone who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is held. There are people whose speaking pierces their lives. There is one who speaks and he's damaging his body by his words. But the tongue of the wise is held. It's either you are living or dying by what you speak, but you shall fulfill your days. You know, in the village, they celebrate death a lot. Funeral is a major occasion. Funeral. So, one visitor came to my house some years ago. And they're always talking death, so they die anyhow. So I said, when are you going back to the village? He said, if death does not carry us by this time tomorrow, that is a normal expression. No, death cannot carry you by this time tomorrow. Somebody shout, I shall fulfill my days. Say, I cannot die before my time. I shall live to fulfill my days. In the name of Jesus. Speak positively and accurately. Number six, refuse to live in fear. Fear is an invitation to disaster. Job chapter 3 verse 25 said, the things I greatly feared has come upon me. I was afraid of these calamities and they came. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. There is no fear in love, or perfect love casting out fear, because fear has torment. When fear arrives, it arrives to torment. I've seen people who saw somebody sick and then the person died of the sickness and they got afraid of that same sickness until they became sick. A man testified in our church how his friend died of prostate cancer and the fear came on him on the spot. And under the next 24 hours, the same symptoms came on him. It took the power of God to set him free from that affliction. Every trace of the spirit of fear in your life is arrested right now. In the name of Jesus. And you deal with fear by the word. Number seven, avoid depression. Live joyfully. Merriment is medicinal. Joy is therapeutic. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17 verse 22. But a broken spirit drieth up the bones. Listen, depression is the foundation for both oppression and affliction. Depression sustains affliction. It sustains oppression. If you have agreed to be depressed, then you have agreed to be afflicted. You must live in joy and cast out that spirit of affliction. Number eight, avoid bitterness. Walk in love. Walk in forgiveness. Avoid bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 said the root of bitterness troubles. The root of bitterness invites trouble to the system. The root of bitterness equals the fruit of sickness. Where you see bitterness, sickness is nearby. A young lady who was suffering from blood cell cancer was counseled to forgive her father, who she felt maltreated her after her mother died and the father married a new wife and both of them maltreated her. She was counseled to forgive her father. She forgave the father, and within 6 weeks, every trace of cancer, blood cancer, disappeared from the blood. There are people whose peptic ulcer, hypertension, migraine is tied to a bitterness. If you release the people, you will be released. I see someone's released right now. Number nine, maintain a steady flow of the spirit. Romans 8:11, we just saw that the spirit of God quickens our mortal body. You're flowing the spirit. The spirit of God is irrigating your system, is saturating your system. You pray abundantly in the spirit. You follow the leading of the spirit. Irrigates your system with life. Number 10, engage in kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he shall take sickness from inside of you.
And the number of your days you will fulfill. Exodus 23:25. Engage in kingdom service. Number 11. Engage in fruit bearing. Soul winning. John 15:2. He that beareth fruit. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Engage in soul winning assignment. God will prune you. He will prune you and position you for the assignment. Number 12, be active in covenant practice. There is a connection between divine health and divine wealth. When God gives wealth in response to the covenant, he also gives health. In Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3, Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3 says, blessed is the man that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall also be blessed upon the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. And the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of his languishing. You will make his bed in sickness. The meaning of that is, you are a covenant practitioner. God will tell you, get out of your bed. You are not meant to lie down here. He will prepare your bed. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? You know, the centurion's servant in Luke chapter 7. The only reason why, the major reason why Jesus went with him, they said, this man loves our nation and he has built us a church, a synagogue. Jesus said, is that right? Luke chapter 7 verse 4. All right, let's go. And that was the healing of the servant of a covenant practitioner. I announce to you today, every devil tempering with your health, the covenant shall speak for you. Yeah. Number 13, stand in the gap for others. Sow seeds of intercession and mercy for others. Stand in the gap. Job chapter 42 verse 10. The Bible said, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. He turned his captivity. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, whatsoever you wish that men do to you, do to them. For that is the law and the prophets. Anything you want people to do for you, do for them. That is the law and the prophets. One man was praying for someone with heart condition, arrhythmias. He laid hands on the person for arrhythmias. And he was praying. The power of God came on the man. He too had had arrhythmias for 21 years. As this man he was praying for was healed, he too was healed at the same time of the same heart condition. What you give, you receive. Give, it shall be given to you. When you say it should be well with somebody, no devil can say it should not be well with your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Number 14, receive the prayer of faith where necessary, when necessary. Elders of the church, as you submit yourself to the authority of the elders of the church, the leaders of the church, the home cell leaders, the group leaders and so forth, and you have an affliction, James chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says they can come and anoint you with oil and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Number 15, engage the mystery of the anointing oil. James chapter 5 verse 14 talks about that. Mark chapter 6 verse 13 also talks about the mystery of the anointing oil. And also, the mantle mystery in Acts chapter 19 verse 11 will also come in its own category. Engage the mystery of the anointing oil. Number 16 now. Engage the communion table. The communion table. John chapter 6 verse 56 to 57. John 6, 56 to 57. He said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Engage the communion table. Number 17. Walk in the wisdom of healthy living. The wisdom of healthy living. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and in verse 17. It said, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? Why should you die before your time? The wisdom of healthy living. I heard from my father in the Lord many years ago. He said some people say they have diabetes. It's not diabetes they have. It is diakokis. Too much drinking of Coke. There are sugaries. Too much eating. There is no prayer that can save a person or keep a person healed who is indisciplined in dietary and other habits. There are people who actually are digging their grave with their teeth. I know of one of the sons of the prophet who was afflicted, who had challenged with diabetes and hypertension and was weighing 110 kg. He decided to confront the matter head on by faith and drastically confronted the weight, drastically confronted diet, and with the prayer and declarations, diabetes went to hell. Hypertension went to hell. There may be a time to lose weight to gain health. One day, I saw some weight coming on my body, and I saw Tommy trying to come forward. And I told my wife, where is this Tommy thinking he's going? I said, I destroy it now with 3 days fasting. I'll use the fasting for spiritual exercise and also that thing reversed on the spot. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. There is the wisdom of healthy living. And number 18, engage the name of Jesus, like our Father just told us now. The name of Jesus will answer every time. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 17, he told them, he said, "This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." The name of Jesus, Philippians chapter 2, and in verse 6 to 9. And number 19, receive the impact of the gifts of the Spirit. The impact of the gifts of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 9 and in verse 10, the Bible speaks about